He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November the 28th. It's the chilly edition. Chilly across America. 33 degrees this morning in Charleston. That is the coldest day we've had in quite some time. But it's not chilly on Wall Street this morning. In fact, those green shoots that I've been talking about continue to sprout all over the place. Where are they sprouting? Well, I've got a lot of places to point you to here this morning. But as of right, 150 points on the Dow, which puts it at 24,898. We're closing in on 25,000 again after coming pretty close. I said, look, the critical support level's 24,000 here. I think it's going to hold. It held. And now here we are at 24,900. The S&P, which had critical support at 2,600, is now at 2,691 and headed back up. It's up 9 points this morning. That worked out to 0.3%. The NASDAQ, which is up 44 right now, that puts it at 7,119, which is quite a cushion from its support level that it came close to during the Thanksgiving week. The Russell 2000 is up 7 points today. That works out to 0.5% gain. Crude oil continues to be very weak. I have no exposure whatsoever to the oil patch. Crude oil is down 52 cents this morning to 51.04. Gold is down $2. I have no exposure to the precious metals. Gold down $2 an ounce to 12.11. And the treacherous bond market continues to behave itself. It's at 3.07. I continue to have zero exposure to the bond market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today again from Charleston, South Carolina. Very chilly this morning, 32 degrees. Woo! It's going to warm up, though, however, during the day. Well, the market is warming up. Lots of green shoots out there. I'm a little worried that maybe they're building too much optimism into the outcome, potential outcome of the meeting between President Trump, President Xi, China, down in Argentina on Friday. But on the at the same time, the fundamentals of the market, which I continue to say remain very solid, very strong. Market got down to 15 times forward earnings last Friday. And I'm just here to tell you that I think, you know, the last two big sell-offs that we had, and they're painful. Oh, they're painful. They're no fun to go through. We had a big sell-off earlier this year, January and February, which created a tremendous buying opportunity in March. We had a good run between March and September, and then we went through another correction, steep correction, swift correction, painful correction in October and half of November. Before that, you got to go back to 2016, early in 2016, for another correction as painful, as sharp, and as deep. Now, a lot of people throw in the towel during corrections. I've had just a handful of clients throwing in the towel. Okay, it's all over. I'm out of here. You know what? Every one of those corrections along the way have been tremendous buying opportunities. And if you can wither and survive just a weather and survive just a little bit of pain along the way, that's been the name of the game since 2009. Those buying opportunities, those sell-offs have become buying opportunities. Well, anyways, I now have 301 B plus or better ranked stocks. That's also a very good indicator. That is the good white blood cell indicator of the market. I got cleared down to 35 when the market was really sick and bed bound. Now we have 301. We continue to climb. Earlier this week, I had about 120 B plus or better stocks. Now we're up to 301 as the market continues to regain its health from a recent bout of the flu. And I'm here to tell you that this is the best buying opportunity since March of 2018 and February of 2016. Yet I'm waiting for a pullback crowd. That seems to be a chronic one. It's like Procrastinators Anonymous, you know. I'm going to attend my Procrastinators Anonymous meeting one of these days. Well, I find that I want to buy the pullback. I'm waiting for a pullback. They've been waiting since 2009, and every time there is a pullback, they don't seem to step to the plate and try to scoop up some bargains, which I'll talk about here today. Yesterday, we had a good day in the market. Today, we've got a good start to the market. I don't know where the market will finish today, but as I look at individual stocks, I learn much more by going into the pieces and the parts that run the engine as opposed to looking at the overall engine. And I saw a lot of really nice green shoots again in the market yesterday, and I'll go through several of those today. Well, yesterday, by the end of the day, we had a positive close to the market. We had a very nice day in the market yesterday. Even the NASDAQ was able to squeak out a small gain. And I guess there's a little bit of optimism. News that the U.S. and China officials are talking trade in advance of President Trump's, and President Xi's meeting this weekend. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said Trump thinks there's a good possibility the two nations can reach an agreement. Well, we don't know if that's just talk, if that's just jawboning, or if there really is a possibility of that. If that were to happen, I believe that there would be nothing to hold back the market until the next fear comes along. Stocks were down early yesterday. But then as Larry Kudlow began to talk and different little sectors of the market began to perk up yesterday, we ended up having a pretty good day in the market. And it's following through today. But again, it's all about the close. We do have news on our economy today. How important are those GDP? That's the gross domestic product of the U.S. economy. Well, Q3... which I've been reporting on the earnings season of Q3, wherein we saw 25% growth in earnings this quarter versus last quarter, it looks like the final GDP number remains at 3.5%. Well, that's better than the 1.5% to 2% we had. The question is it sustainable? How much of that was the tax cut, which was temporary, which put a little bit of momentum into consumers' pockets. But that seems to be hanging around, that momentum in consumers' pockets, when we judge by Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of that. Very big gains this year versus last year. GDP comes in at 3.5% Q3. We'll be done with Q4 here in 5 weeks, a little under 5 weeks. And I think the estimate for this quarter is somewhere around 2.5%. Trump continues to not be happy with Jerome Powell. Well, he appointed him. He's not only not happy, he's not even a little bit happy, is what he told the Washington Post. Trump again slams Powell. Not even a little bit happy with my selection of Jay, President Trump tells the Washington Post. Well, he thinks that the central bank is way off base with what they're doing. Are they? Well, you know, I mean, I don't think these hikes that we've had so far have been out of line. But maybe going forward, they could slow down just a little bit. In the interview with the Washington Post, Trump places responsibility for the recent stock market declines and General Motors plant closures and layoffs on the Fed. Okay, he blames them for everything, taking no personal blame for any cracks in the economy. Well, how can he take any personal blame for any cracks in the economy? He hasn't done anything to slow the economy down, so I'm in agreement with him not taking any blame. He says, Trump goes on to say, the Fed is making a mistake because I have a gut, and my gut tells me more sometimes than anybody else's brain can ever tell me. Well, I'm also a believer in that. I think so. Sometimes academia and algorithms that lead to financial crashes in 2008, when everybody's gut was saying, you know what, they're making loans to people that probably can't pay those loans back. Well, anyways, I don't hear the music. I guess I talked right through
things
the music.
Things down a bit, but still need growth.
These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments, before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter. We had a little glitch there. I think I talked right into the commercial. I want to make sure that I got this out about Trump slamming Powell. President Trump places responsibility for the recent stock market declines and this week's General Motors plant closures and layoffs on the Fed, taking no blame for any cracks in the economy. I kind of agree here. He goes on to say they're making a mistake. I have a gut. My gut tells me more sometimes than anybody's brain can ever tell me. Well, I saw that back in 2008 when the geniuses and the brains back on Wall Street were packaging those low-quality home loans and loaning money to people that probably weren't very good credit risk. What did your gut tell you at the time? Yet the brains on Wall Street says, oh, it's going to work out just fine. Well, it didn't work out just fine. Our gut feeling was right about that. And let's not forget that GM was on the receiving end of a lot of bailout money there after that financial crisis because they had a big financial arm, GM Finance. Well, should they be able to move jobs overseas now that they still have taxpayer money to pay back? Trump says the administration is looking at cutting all subsidies for General Motors, including the subsidies. See, we're helping them. We're subsidizing the building of those electric cars. Are they entitled to those subsidies now that they want to lay a bunch of American workers off and move jobs down to Mexico? Larry Kudlow also warned GM and Mary Barra, CEO. He said President Trump is very cross with General Motors, and the story is not over yet on the company's plans to eliminate jobs and shut down plants in the U.S. Well, there's a hearing today about more regulations for Facebook and Google. Let's check in on those two stocks today. I'm still not a fan of Facebook at all. That continues to be an extremely weak chart. Now, I have been doing quite a bit of bottom fishing here recently. I did some more yesterday. Now that the green shoots are starting to show up, and now that the downtrends are starting to abate, now that some of those downtrends have now turned into good sideways consolidation trends, but I look at this chart of Facebook, it still does not look good, and I think that the risk of regulatory ramp-up against a Facebook are hanging over its head. And I believe the same about Google. Even though Google has looks like it's put in a bottom in the $1,000 area, I just don't know how much upside potential Google has with that hanging over their head. There are some very interesting areas of the market that I want to point out, though, in the second half of the show, that look very promising right now. I don't think the biotechs look very promising. And what this story caught my eye. Endpoint's John Carroll reports that a number of biotechs may encounter a need for additional capital next year. Well, I've been saying that for a long time. They continue to go to the well for more and more money. And eventually the well's going to run dry, and there's not going to be any products at the end of the day. And I think a lot of biotech stocks are going to go belly up. According to his estimate, biotech IPOs raised $128 billion over the last 5 years. Okay, so that's what investors have given to these biotechs, $128 billion over the past 5 years. Only $43 billion remains. The biotechs have burnt through $85 billion. And they're burning cash at a rate of about $3.5 billion per quarter, implying an overall runway of about 3 years. But 30% of the companies have less than 18 months of cash. He predicts that biotechs will have to pursue other sources of capital, such as convertible debt, royalty financing, and even asset sales. Well, I think there will be a lot of good that comes from a handful of biotechs. And I think that a lot of biotechs will not be around 3 to 5 years from now. You've heard me. I've been saying that for several months now. And I continue to watch some of the inverse biotech ETFs, excuse me, such as BIS, which is 2 times inverse the biotech index, and also ZBIO, which is 3 times inverse the biotech index. I don't think the time has come yet, but I do think that there will be some money to be made on the inverse, the other side of the street, at some point in time in the biotech sector. I did notice some really good action in the solar stocks. Now, I've made some money in Sunrun, RUN. It had a very good day. Yesterday it was up 7.7%. I also sent out a tweet about VSLR, which is Vivint Solar. Those are probably the two best. Vivint is up again today, another 5.9%. There's one area of the market where we're seeing a little bit of activity coming back into the market, a little bit of risk-on buying taking place. Canadian Solar, CSIQ, is another one that's been on the move here recently. And even First Solar, FSLR, that's a lousy one. Lousy chart. Good move yesterday, lousy chart. But VSLR, on the other hand, RUN, R-U-N, and CSIQ look pretty interesting. The catalyst behind all this was Jinko Solar, which is GKS. And GKS's move continues today. It is up now for 2 straight days after better-than-expected Q3 results. All right, now comes time for where I'm seeing green shoots. I put quite a bit of money to work yesterday. It appears to me that this recent correction, which probably in the average portfolio across America was somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 15%, which is painful in a 30 or 45 day period of time. But you know what? That comes along from time to time in the market. It happens. And now we're seeing it start to abate, start to go sideways. When we come back, I got a lot of green shoots to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, one area of the market. First, I want to mention Scottsdale. We'll be leaving Sunday, arriving there Sunday night, and spending Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the Scottsdale area. And as I've mentioned, we'll be camped out in the parking lot, I think, of the McDowell Mountain Marriott there, right by the jet port. No, I'm not flying in my private jet, but we'll be spending the week there. And there's a few slots left if you'd like to meet with us while there at that McDowell Mountain Marriott. Some of my staff is based out of Arizona, and I'll be meeting with them while I'm there. We've got a lot of appointments set up. I'm speaking to an investment club on Monday. The big event for the public is on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., where I'll be going over a workshop. Boy, I'm bringing my charts with me. I'm going to be showing you those green shoots. You can see them for yourself. I can't show my charts over the radio. I can explain and describe them to you. Much better to see them in person while I'm in Scottsdale. If you'd like to book an appointment with me or attend our workshop Wednesday night at the McDowell Mountain Marriott, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can write to us at GundersonCapital.com. Well, we're starting to see GPU, that's semiconductor prices, are starting to rebound. This is according to Mizuho Securities analyst Vijay Rakesh. I did notice some very good action, some very nice bottoming activity in the semiconductor sector yesterday. Some that caught my eye, AMD caught my eye. It's not following through, but it's building a very nice sideways base right now. And the stock has become reasonably priced once again. I'm not a fan of NVIDIA, but if you're a fan of NVIDIA and looking to bottom fish, my problem with NVIDIA, I think there's too much of a link between NVIDIA and the cryptocurrencies. And the cryptocurrencies continue to get smashed. That is not an area where I would go bottom fishing at this point in time. The cryptos, Bitcoin, and all the rest. And I think NVIDIA, to me, is just, I know they produce gaming chips, and yes, I know all that. But I think the cryptos, was one of the big driving forces to that big run-up in NVIDIA. Now it's gone from, the stock has been cut in half. That's how much fluff was built into NVIDIA. And I was warning all along that it did not deserve to be trading at the levels that it was trading at. Well, it's almost been cut in half now. I'm not seeing, but if you're a bottom fisher and you're an NVIDIA aficionado, the chips look like they are bottoming. Another one that caught my eye yesterday, Xilinx caught my eye, XLNX. It looks like it's wanting to break out to new highs. There was another one that I'm trying to think of here that also caught my eye yesterday, but those are the main ones. AMD, I would say, of all of them, look the most interesting to me. In fact, the chip sector, as measured by the ETF SMH. Oh, the other one that caught my eye, ASM Lithography, caught my eye. That's a big Dutch manufacturer of lithography systems. That's a large cap company, $71 billion. That looks like a bottom has been put in to me. They also pay a little dividend, large cap dividend paying stock. One other one that also caught my eye a little bit yesterday was Applied Materials. Yeah, as I look at it today, it looks like a nice bottoming pattern, but I don't see it starting to hook there and start to head back up. Let's check in on our friends at Broadcom and see how they're looking these days. Actually, it's not Broadcom. It is... What's the symbol of Broadcom? They kept the symbol and they changed the name. Okay, well, we'll come up with that in a minute. But the chip sector does look interesting at the current time. The healthcare providers, the HMOs, I really like the action. I continue to own Humana, HUM, which is a $44 billion company headquartered in Minneapolis, or actually Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sorry, it's United Healthcare in Minneapolis. Humana's got a really nice chart right now, and Humana's been talking about maybe teaming up with one of the big drug store chains like CVS did with Aetna. And Humana's chart looks extremely good. It looks like 300 was the bottom there, and now it's bouncing very nicely. Also, Humana is in the news today. They will repurchase $750 million of their common stock through an accelerated stock repurchase program agreement. And they are reaffirming their 2018 EPS guidance. So it's all good. Humana is having a very nice day today. It's up $11 per share. And I continue to have a very large position in HUM. HUM. Let's check on our friends at Apple. Apple is trying to put in a bottom here at 170. It's back up to 176. That remains to me a very shaky bottom. Not a firm bottom. It's just going back to the gym here. Analysts react to President Trump's threat yesterday of a 10% tariff on Apple's iPhones. UBS says the threat could be a negotiating tactic ahead of the G20 summit later this week. But the firm also estimates, listen to this, if the tariff happens, it would represent a $1.5 billion hit to Apple's earnings. If Trump raised the tariff to 25%, it would be about $3.8 billion or 83 cents per share. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. But at the same time, that's still a very shaky bottom in Apple stock, which has come down from $233 per share clear down to $176 per share. It's trying to put in a bottom here at 170. We'll see whether or not that can be done. But I think it's too early to try to bottom fish Apple at this time. The NASDAQ is going to pursue Bitcoin futures. Well, maybe that gives a little bit of credibility to the story. But when I look at a chart of Bitcoin, that is ugly, 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 and more ugly. The good, the bad, the ugly, and Bitcoin. It's even further than ugly. Well, separately, VanEck has been trying to get SEC approval for a crypto-based ETF. Well, Bitcoin is currently trading at $3,710 after being $19,000. How would you like to buy something at $19,000 and write it down to $3,710 and stubbornly hanging on to it, not wanting to admit that you might have made a bad choice there in investing in Bitcoin? Okay, what else? Salesforce is in the news today. Let's see if there's some bottom fishing opportunity there. Salesforce beats earnings by 11 cents. They beat on revenues. Let's check Salesforce in the app and see what's going on there with our five-year target price and our overall ranking. It's currently ranked at 1,761. I'm not interested in getting back into Salesforce at this point in time. It has a momentum grade of D. And looking at the chart of Salesforce, you know what? I'm still skeptical on that one. P.E. ratio of 63, even though they beat their earnings, beat their revenues. I don't think that's one to go bottom fishing in either at the current time. We got several retailers in the news today. We'll talk about those when we come back. And, I've got to do a featured stock of the day. I'll have that for you in the final segment of the show. Once again, green shoots showing up in the market. It looks like that nasty, nasty correction, which even spilled into my Thanksgiving holiday, ruining my turkey dinner and cranberry sauce, is finally over. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, when I talk about a bottoming pattern, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, if you look at a one-year chart of a stock, where it was on January the 1st, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and, you know, you plot it. Of course, now we have computers that plot it. We don't have to use graph paper and sharp pencils and rulers to track charts. We get moving averages computed for us. We can do several moving averages, look for those crossovers that we find to be the best ones that fits our style of investing. But let's just break it down into simplest terms. As I look at a chart, and I'm going to use the example here of a chart that I see bottoming, and it's amongst a group of charts that I see bottoming, and those are the Chinese stocks. I'm seeing a lot of Chinese stocks. They have stopped going down. Maybe they've gotten as cheap as they can possibly get, and they've been going sideways now for a couple of months. That's a very encouraging, good sign. Now, as I look at a stock, and I'm going to use the example Weibo Corp, WB, which is a $14 billion publicly traded Chinese company, a provider, a social media platform for people to create, share, and discover Chinese language content. Now let's look at the earnings. The reason I pick on Weibo is because they've had, this is very much a can slim momentum type stock. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 228% per year. That's right. And over the last four quarters, their earnings have been growing by 88%, 92%. 79%, 47%, yet the stock has been hammered here in 2018. I don't currently own this stock, but I keep my eye on it. It's one of those ones that I know about. I know about the growth that the company has experienced. And I know that it's been going down mainly because of the problems and the standoff and the trade dispute that we have going on with China. Okay, this stock has been cut in half this year, all right? And as a bottom fishing candidate, as I look at a chart, a one-year chart, it's going to be in one of four phases. At one, it's going to be going sideways, all right? There's the first possibility. I used to go through my chart books that I got every weekend from Daily Graphs, and I used to write on the chart a 1, 2, 3, or 4 on it. A 1 is a sideways chart. Not the best place to buy, but very encouraging after it a downtrend starts to turn into a sideways trend. Weibo is currently a 1. It's going sideways. It's building a sideways base in the 55-60 area, okay? Number 2, a chart is going up. The overall trend, I'm not talking about yesterday or a week. Take a look at the one-year chart, the big picture, and what it's doing recently. What kind of trend is it in? If it's going up, it's a 2. There's not a lot of those right now, but there were a whole heck of a lot of them before October came along. 2s are good. You just have to make sure that a chart that's going up hasn't been going up for a long, 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 long time and maybe too extended. The third type of chart, there were a lot of these that started to appear in October, is a 3. This is a chart that's been going up for quite some time and is now starting to level off. That's just the inverse of one that's been going down is starting to level off. How about one that's been going up and is starting to level off? That can be a very ominous chart because the next move could be into a number 4 trend, which is a downtrend. I don't like to buy stocks in downtrends. I like to see them make a bottom at least and start to base before I even consider them. And I'll be going over this at the workshop that I'm doing on a week from today in Scottsdale, Arizona at the McDowell Marriott at 6:30 p.m. If there's nothing else you take away from that meeting, be able to discern between a 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, where's the best place to buy a stock? As it is emerging from a sideways pattern. I call that a breakout. And I'm using Weibo today as a potential breakout on a big can slim stock. There's one to keep your eye on. But technical analysis is a very important part of this entire process in not only managing your individual holdings, but also knowing where overall, where are the asset classes right now? Is gold in a 1, 2, 3, 4 pattern? What about the bond market? What about the emerging markets? Do you know that they're starting to form a 1 pattern? Well, it's all part of being a professional money manager, taking into account all that's available to us, the fundamentals, the performance, and the visual chart. If you'd like to come to our workshop a week from today in Scottsdale, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. You don't have to be in Scottsdale, you know, if you want to meet with me, have one of my assistants talk with you about what we do and what it takes to have me manage your account for you. As you can tell, I'm a little more proactive than the passive Kool-Aid that most have drank here recently in the last many years and turned to the asset allocation model, which I am not a believer in. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. You can sign up for our workshop in Scottsdale. You can also meet with me. Or if you want to, I also have people send me their portfolios and I have a look, a gander at them. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.